Hey guys, this is Mr. Persuader, answering questions from my AMA. Sorry it's taking me like 2 weeks to answer these. It's been a busy few weeks for me. So, here we go. Fairly Average Joe asks, would you rather be an egg or some bacon? Now, are we talking about an egg, just one egg? Like something you have for breakfast? Or are we talking about an egg maybe from a bird or an alligator or a big giant dragon? And some bacon. 2 pieces of bacon? 3 pieces of bacon? Define some. I would say I would rather be an egg because they're tasty. Yeah. We'll go with that. Derailed Audios asks, if you could only eat one thing for the rest of your life, what would it be? It's pretty difficult to answer. If you eat something long enough, you'd probably get sick of it, but I would have to go with something that has everything in it that I would need that wouldn't drive me insane eating it forever. So I would say fried rice with eggs, pork, chicken, shrimp, carrots, peas. Yeah, pretty much what I ate today from the Thai restaurant. That's what I would eat for the rest of my life, however long that may be. Also, what is the first thing you'd do in a zombie apocalypse? Well, what I would do is find the nearest woman who would have me and maybe get it on for the last time. Maybe I'll survive. Maybe I'll find a group of survivors and we'll go around hunting zombies. Who knows? They'll make a documentary about it on AMC. And I won't get any royalties. Because they're dicks. Saint Winterborn asks, who do you think put the bop in the bop shoe bop shoe bop? I would have to say Hanson, the band. Not Chris Hanson. You know, bop. I think that was them. Yeah. Good Girl 1980 replied to St. Winterborn's question. And even more importantly, who put the ram in the ram-a-lam-a-ding-dong? I'd have to say Ramathorn from Super Troopers. You know, that big guy who wanted a liter of cola? Yeah, can't wait for that movie to come out. The second one, not the original one, that already came out. J.M. Delphi, or Delphi, sorry if I pronounce it wrong, asks, one who put the dip in the dip, did dip, did dip. Someone who likes chips, apparently. Number two, kittens or puppies? Puppies, because even though I have cats, they're little assholes. And puppies just love you for being you. Three, would you go to your grocery store completely naked for $1,000, $5,000, or $10,000? I'd have to go with the highest amount, which would be $1,000,000. No, that wasn't part of the question, but $10,000, of course. I'd go naked for free, actually. If you dared me. My favorite zombie kitty cat asks, what's your favorite food? Favorite food would have to be, since I'm part Filipino, sinigang. It's something that my mom used to make. Well, not used to make, well, always makes. Has like chicken or sometimes pork with green beans and okra, tomatoes, lemon. It's kind of like a little stew, almost, like soup. That and rice. I could eat that all day. If money were no option, where would you travel? Let's see. I would probably go... Well, that's a tough one. I'd probably want to go see damn, that's a tough one, actually. Whew. Can anywhere and everywhere be an option? I would travel to multiple places. I'd go see I want to go to Japan, maybe South Africa, Australia. Probably not Mexico, because the cartels would probably kill me. Probably Ireland. Ireland's a pretty place. I'd go to Alaska in the summer, not the winter. And maybe the beginning of winter. But I'd get out of Dodge before it gets nuts. If you were a woman for the day, what would you do? I'd probably play with my tits all day. I don't know. I'd probably just do what I usually do, just as a chick. That's probably it. Yeah. I don't know, what would you do as a guy, if you're a lady? And last, can you really handle this booty? Nope. Of course I can. Does it do math? Inside joke between me and her. But yeah, I can handle the booty. When is your birthday? September 7th. Yeah, September 7th. That was from Cherry Perry Melon, that question. Penny for your tot bod asks, would you punch a horse in the face for $10,000? No. Because I love animals too much. And also, if I tried to punch a horse, I could enjoy that $10,000 because he'd probably kill me. Yeah. Two, for the next year, you can only record one type of script out of the following: gentle MDOM, M sub, BFE. Which do you pick? I'd probably do gentle MDOM, most likely. That's something that's kind of comes easy to me. Even though you probably can't tell in real life. Three, if you had to have a handmade hand, if you had to have a hand made up of carrot or turkey, which would you pick and why? I would have to have a hand made out of carrot, of course, because if it was turkey, I wouldn't have a hand anymore, because I would have eaten it in like 5 minutes. Last but not least, Texan guy asks, if you had to choose between being mean, arrogant, or greedy, what would you choose and why? I would probably be arrogant because I'm kind of arrogant in real life. I'm not really mean unless you want me to be. Greedy. I'm broke, so that's not happening. So yeah, arrogant. I could be cocky, like funny cocky, but I'm not like a total asshole about it, you know? But yeah, arrogant. That would be me. So that's about it. I didn't have that many questions to answer, so thank you for everybody who asked me questions. Appreciate the time that you took. So hopefully, Zombie Kitty Cat, you enjoyed this. You've been bugging me about it. A little impatient little girl, you. So, once again, thanks, guys. Hope you guys have a nice day or evening, whenever you're listening to this. All right, bye.